arms are ready to clap. I said, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
What kind of game is it? Oh, it's kind of a deck game. But you don't need to worry about that. All you need to worry about is what I whisper in your ear. And make sure. too short, but I don't see a problem. Do you? I don't think you do. I think that you love the size, and how they barely go low enough to hide our panties. And when the girl forgets it and bends over to pick something up, you always get an amazing view as she shows her panties.
Is
look at you now. Is that a stain in your pants? Break on. Are you already so close to orgasm yourself? Please, boy, try to be with us. Where's the fun if you come while there's still so much time to go? There's so much more I have to tell you. Like, how much I love fucking you. I don't care if it's a man, a woman, a transgender, or whatever. I'll fuck them all. You included. I'd love for you to lose your little game and come in your pants so I can take you home and use you however I want. I'll tie you to my bed and tease your cock for hours. Beg me, oh, beg to let you climax. I fuck myself on your rock hard cock, and when I'd finally learn to ejaculate, I'd keep riding, torturing you with the most intense pleasure. I'll only stop when I'm satisfied. I'll call my sexy girlfriends and tell them to fucking use my new sex toy. That's all you are, and all you'll be, a sex toy for me and my friends to share. But if you wish, if you can last the whole lesson without coming to my whispers, I bet there are so many filthy things you want to try. Skull fuck me. Of course you would. Fuck my ass. Student, the best in school. Shouldn't you be more serious? You fuck. I bet she's not the only one you thought about that way anyway. Tell me who else except me, of course. The front row girl, grade A student number 2. Your former deskmate. Of course she did. Look at the size of those knockers. Even I'm a bit jealous. They're huge. And it's like they could keep on getting bigger, don't they? I've always wondered how she could see anything when she reads or writes. Probably never crossed her mind, though. You've only ever had a thought about how you would love to feel them all over your dick, wouldn't you? I can't blame you there. I'd love to feel them as well. Every time we do track and field and she's running, you can see the faces drooling as she runs everywhere, with her gigantic breasts bouncing all the way. Even the teachers drool. Wouldn't it feel great to motorboat her, just to bury your face in her breasts? There's so much to play with, you'll never get bored. And did you know that when she has different things going on, all she can think about is how everybody stares at her? Did you know she has a crush on you? She obviously does. So could you get her to get titty fuck you? I bet you would be able to. She would titty fuck you every day if you wanted. All you need to do is to ask her. You can do if you win our game, of course. But since you're gonna lose, maybe I can invite her over one day. Let her get loose and lose of all the stress and worries she's had playing with your cock. If you're lucky, she'll even use her gigantic breasts on you that day. If you're lucky, she'll even use her giant tits on you that day. Friends, I guess. You know the two hot girls sitting by the window are always giggling. Whatever you've dreamt of doing with them, it's probably far from what they've actually done. These two are as slutty and as perverted as you are. They've fucked every single man who showed them the tiniest bit of interest. Sometimes even together, shown by the tiniest bit of sitting next to you, they'll probably be on your knees under the desk, eating her out while she lays back over the choice. Or she would be on her knees giving you the best blowjob you've ever had in the middle class. Maybe she'd even get on the other one to come and help while the teacher is looking away. You wouldn't last a minute, but still you'd love it. Unlike me, who would give you a break from time to time. They wouldn't. They would just keep on using you, taking turns being on your cock while your brain turns to mush from the unbearable pleasure. And once they'd be done with you, they'll simply throw you away before getting ready to find other men to fuck. Because that's what men are to them. Free twice the game. Judging by the reaction in your pants, you wouldn't be against it. Maybe I'll invite them over to show you what it's like to be really used as a sex toy. Hey, now, don't look away. Class is not over yet. You're gonna keep listening to me until you explode inside your pants. And then I'll take you home to be my fuck toy. So no looking at what. And then see you taking a glimpse at her. The cutest girl in school. quite the sexy story, actually. Your cock is gonna love it. So you know that we are flatmates, right? Well, she came to me one day because there was a guy she liked, and she felt that he liked her too. But she had never been with anyone before. She's never even kissed. It took her a lot of courage to come to me, and I did my best to help her. I did so good, actually, that she completely forgot about him. She asked me to teach her how to be a good kisser, but her lips were so soft, and her eyes. I kept kissing her. My hands went all over her body, caressing, rubbing her in places no one's ever touched. She didn't try to stop me. She just went with the flow. She's always
Why are you screaming so much, boy?
So did I. My mouth locked tight on my girlfriend's. We were so lost in each other. Oh, fuck. It was so good. It was so hot making out with another girl. Sex game. stay with them a little bit longer, telling them all the nasty things I did to them that night while stringing his dicks. When we left the shower too, we saw my girlfriend getting in the middle of the guys. One fucking each of her holes. Asked my boy to wait for the night if she wanted around, but he said he wanted to keep his stunning up for me. What a joke. He fucked me all night long. I was so fucking slow in the morning, just like how you would be every day when I'm done using you. At times I make you come multiple times in a row, relentless, restless, not giving you a single second of rest. At other times I'll tease you just like I'm doing right now, forcing you to keep your orgasm in check until I allow it. Except that my entire soaking pussy will be wrapped around your cock as I ride you. You're gonna be such an amazing toy for me. And you know what? You're gonna. You're gonna love the way I use you. You're gonna love my friends using you. Your cock will be ready to use at all times, ready for me to stroke or suck or fuck or do whatever I want to. Doesn't that make you wanna come for me? Doesn't that make you? Being used like a sex toy make you want to explode in your pants, despite the class still going on? Doesn't my voice make you want to pop for me? Don't talk, just move your head. Do you want me to light a gun? Do you accept the last of my little game? And then you have to be my new sex toy. So greedily nodding your head. What a good boy you are. Let me get my chair closer to yours. Let's make it look like I'm watching you take your notes while you explain something to me. There. Better. Now, whenever I look down, on, I have a full view of your bulge in your back. Spot you've made, and you're about to make it bigger. You're so desperate to come for me. I really should make you wait, or maybe I shouldn't. You've always been so concerned. You've already conceded defeat after all. You're already my little toy. You've been such a good boy, all class. You deserve a reward. So tell me, you know what's gonna happen after class. We will go home to my place together. Once we're there, you'll get naked for me as a sex toy. It is not allowed to wear clothes in my home. Then I'll lead you to my bedroom, where I'll give you all the best blowjobs. All the best. And the best blowjobs of your entire life. You'll be laying on my bed, unable to move as the ribs will be keeping your wrists and ankles still. And again, you won't come until I allow it. Before we can do all the fun things that I wanna do, you need to learn to come on demand. And not to come whenever you want. Your orgasms are mine from now on, and I'll think that you've lasted long enough. And if you've been a good boy, I'll finally give you what you've always dreamt of. My pussy. Which means that until you don't come, there's no pussy for you. So once you've learned to not come from just my mouth, I'll sit on your face and make you eat me while I keep playing with your cock. pussy, because you're gonna do it a whole lot. I want you to know how to make me come hard and fast, using only your tongue and mouth, while your cock, well, my cock, stays hard and ready to come only when I please. It's only when I'm satisfied with your performance that I'll move to the main part, wrapping my cock with my pussy. And ride it while there's no tomorrow. And ride it like there's no tomorrow. If you've been a really good boy, I'll let you come inside me. But be ready. Your orgasm doesn't mean my satisfaction. I'll keep riding you through all your orgasms, not giving a single fuck about your sensitivity, because you're nothing but a sex toy. A dildo I fuck myself on. If you beg good enough, I might let you move your hips and fuck me back, using you like a seven. Like a seven. Finally, I'm utterly satisfied. I'll call my good girl to clean up the mess you've made inside me. While I rest on her, or rest on your body, I'll make you to sleep with me afterwards, of course. I love sharing a bed for my little sex toys, but I expect you to be raging hard when morning comes, so I can ride you some more and spend the whole day tomorrow teasing you about what teasing you what being a sex toy means to you. So disappointed if you don't. Nobody looks our way, so just come for me right now. Move your hips if you need to try rubbing it inside your pants, but no hands allowed, you dirty boy. Explode for me and show me the stain in your pants getting bigger. Be a good boy. Don't you want to please me? I know you do, so come for me. You can't take it anymore, it's okay. Stroke it hard and fast, but I'm afraid you'll come so hard you'd put some everywhere. So instead, just put it in your pants, okay? Come for me right fucking now. You know you want to, and I want you to do it. So come for me. Come for me. Come now, and I'll let you in my pussy in the bathroom before we go. Come now. Be a good boy. And come. Ah, yes. That's it. Such a good, good boy. You coming for me? Make sure your pants are ruined. Fuck, this is so hot. It makes me want to play on myself again. We'll have to keep it up so you can eat my pussy in the bathroom. You're still coming. Oh, you're such an amazing boy. Fuck, baby. You like it when you come so hard. Did I make you feel that good with just my voice? Imagine what it's gonna be like when I can touch you. Oh, looks like class is over. You can wait a little bit before we go. Catch your breath, you're gonna need it. I'll be expecting you in the bathroom. Don't make me wait too long. I would hate to have to take care of it by myself and then have to punish you. You've only just become a new sex toy after all. Don't you want to be good?